This is by far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
Police say 24-year-old Sam Nordquist's body was found in a field in northern New York last Thursday, 4 days after his family requested a welfare check. Nordquist's mother says she was concerned.
The last time I talked to Sam was January 1st.
Investigators say the suspects and victim knew each other and the suspects identified as LGBTQ+. 9 people died in Kentucky, 1 in Georgia, after heavy rain and winds caused flooding and downed trees in the southeast. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
It's not just the significant amount of rain and all that flooding. We know there were several tornadoes reported in states including Mississippi, Alabama, and of course, in the northern tier, places like Detroit saw an incredible amount of snowfall. So you are really getting a lot of people impacted by some sort of significant weather event just in this weekend alone.
A polar vortex is gripping the Rockies and northern plains and spreading. Thousands of probationary federal health agency workers were fired over the weekend as the Trump administration continues to dismantle federal agencies.
The effort is spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, led by billionaire Elon Musk. Thousands of federal employees have been terminated in the move that Democrats have fiercely criticized. The job cuts are in addition to a buyout offer which 75,000 government workers have accepted. Willie James Inman, CBS News.
President Trump is trying to gut the United States Agency for International Development, which for 6 decades delivered humanitarian aid overseas. Republican Andrew Natsios was U.S. aid administrator under George W. Bush, and he told CBS's 60 Minutes.
What they did was they went back 20 years to try to find things. If you have to go back 20 years to find abuse, that means there isn't that much abuse.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz tells us the NBA All-Star 4-team tournament wrapped up in San Francisco.
24 chosen NBA All-Stars and a group of rising stars were divided into 4 teams to compete in a mini tournament Sunday night. In the championship game, Team Shaq, led by Shaquille O'Neal, knocked off Team Charles, led by Charles Barkley, 41-25.
LeBron James was sidelined because of foot and ankle problems. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Who talks more, men or women?
Women talk more than men, the finding in a study from the University of Arizona.
There's a very pervasive idea that women outtalk men by a factor. In 20,000 words, 7,000 words, and in Germany there's a proverb, a man, a word, a woman, a dictionary.
University researcher Matthias Mell says the study found that women between the ages of 25 and 64 spoke an average about 3,000 more words per day than their male counterparts.
Which led us to think that this is really about a gender-linked difference in roles, that we tend to find differences in child-rearing and family care, and that those are more often the roles of women, and those are more often the roles that pull for these words.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Colombian superstar Shakira canceled a Sunday concert in Lima, Peru, issuing a statement saying she is hospitalized with an abdominal condition. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today with a high near 8 above. Wind chill valleys between 10 below and 20 below. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 6 below. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Stay warm and stay safe. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
WRJM.
I'll take Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Turns by day and then by night. Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
George Agan's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city.
WRJN. You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
More than that I cannot add. All
only did I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one. Radio, standing in the sunlight like
rainbow you all. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. At least one person has been killed in Georgia, nine in Kentucky by powerful rainstorms that have triggered massive flooding. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
Several major rivers in and around the state of Kentucky are still at major flood stage. Many meteorologists worry that that water level will not go down for the next several days.
Thousands more federal workers fired over the weekend. Jordan Solis worked at the IRS before taking the Trump administration's payout offer.
To treat employees like this and to say, hey, either take this offer now or, you know, potentially get laid off later, you know, is very disrespectful to most of the federal workforce.
Secretary of State Rubio is in Saudi Arabia pushing President Trump's plans for Gaza and release of the remaining hostages.
We're not in favor of waiting weeks and weeks. Now, that may be the process that's in place because of the deal, but we would like to see them all out as soon as possible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts